Live streaming is on.
Hi everyone, good morning and welcome. I'm just starting a live stream and I just want to check a couple things before I begin. So give me just a couple minutes over here. The last live stream I did apparently didn't actually happen. So I need to find out if this one is going to work. So I'm just kind of checking at the various sites where the live stream is supposed to be showing. And I'm not certain it is working. Although it tells me it is streaming. I'm not sure where it's streaming to. So let me figure this out. I just made the stream publicly listed, so perhaps it will stream now. I'm not seeing it at my live stream page. I'm going to see if I can see it at my Live 528 page. Not sure if I'm streaming there either. But let me check. I don't see it. So not sure what's going on, but let me just try to figure this out first. It might be streaming, but I'll need confirmation of the facts. So I'm just going to wait a couple minutes and see if I get any confirmation before I proceed. And if I don't, I'll just record this live and stream it and post it later. Oh, good. All right. Okay. I see that I am streaming. Perfect. And this is on my live stream page. So if I'm streaming there, I presume I'm also streaming at the channel, even though I don't see it happening at the channel. So I will go by what I see at the live stream page.
Streaming, perfect. This is on my live stream page. So if I'm streaming there,
Well, okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome again. Sorry, I had to just kind of figure out what was going on because the last time I did this, the live stream didn't actually occur the way it was supposed to. Nothing was recorded, etc. So I'm presuming, because it's streaming, it's on the servers and it will eventually record properly, etc. So here's what I wanted to do this morning. I just want to redo what I did last week, actually, which is just run through a bunch of articles talking about vaccines for children. And, you know, talk a little bit also about what's going on with media, the kind of information that we are seeing in mainstream media, and the massive amounts of media deceit, censorship, and outright lying that is going on in the Washington Post, the Guardian, the Telegraph, the various English newspapers, British newspapers, and various American newspapers and television stations. So I have come to a point in looking at this entire scenario where I'm absolutely sick and tired of the massive deception going on, and I'm no longer going to attempt to address this entire topic of COVID-19 from the point of view of the so-called quote-unquote pandemic that is a complete lie beginning to end. I'm simply going to approach it from the point of view of deceit, deception, and the truth and the facts about health, the truth and the facts about public health, the truth and the facts about vaccines. And, you know, it becomes obviously a huge issue when you look at what's happening now because the vaccines are being pushed on children. The vaccines are being pushed on children 12 years and older, and they're being now considered for an emergency use authorization for 12 years and under. The WHO over the past week has done some kind of somersaulting. Initially, they posted on their website that children for the moment are not advised to take the vaccine, and then they changed that around. They removed that line, and they stated that children 12 years and older, I think there are no adverse reactions have been found. So this line about no adverse reactions being found in children, no deaths found in children, is a lie that has been repeated by various people, various doctors, various academics, including the infamous Devi Sridhar from the University of Edinburgh. She's once again apparently produced a new video talking about how there is not a single death from a child from the COVID vaccine. She's wrong on that, as she's wrong on much else. And so what parents who have young children, particularly kids under 12, need to do is start researching alt media. You are not going to find the truth in mainstream media. Mainstream media is publishing lies, is publishing deception, is publishing deceit. And there is most definitely a kind of collusion or complicity between mainstream media and the CDC, the WHO, both of which one should also remind oneself are completely run by the pharmaceutical industry. And that is something we need to remind ourselves too. And I want to once again bring up the great article from the COVID blog on the CDC, which actually traces the connections between the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all of the big pharmaceutical companies, GlaxoSmithKline, Pfizer, etc., with the CDC and how they actually support the CDC. So the CDC is nothing but an advertising agency. It's a public relations agency for the vaccine makers and the drug makers. That is the pharmaceutical industry. So obviously that's something we need to be very aware of, and everybody needs to become aware of it. The only way for that to happen is for people to keep on talking about it, which is why people like me are sort of getting in front of cameras and talking once again over and over about this. It's an issue of repetition. The message needs to be put out there. I highly recommend that all the great doctors who are speaking out, you know, if they're watching this, keep saying that. Keep pointing out who the CDC is, who the FDA is, who the WHO is, and how they are run by private corporations and big pharmaceutical corporations who are most definitely focused on the profit bottom line for themselves, you know, not for anyone else. They're not here in saving, not interested in saving the world. They're not interested in health. Public health is one heck of a huge lie, and that's something else that needs to be torn down beginning to end. And I will be only too happy to participate in the tearing down of this, along with all of the other, you know, great doctors who are speaking out. And thank you for speaking out, because as I see it, just from a journalistic point of view, there's just too much deception still being published. There's too many lies being published. I think most people in America and the world, most educated, inquiring, critical thinking people, are perfectly aware that what's being published in the newspapers is no longer the truth. It merely protects somebody's bottom line, somebody's profit, and somebody's agenda. So actually, I want to make one remark. Edward Snowden published an article, I think it was in The Guardian, I could be mistaken. I posted it briefly on Twitter, on one of my old Twitter IDs yesterday, I think. And it's an elaborate fudge creation article talking about how conspiracies don't really exist. The real conspiracies are what he's spoken about. And other conspiracies are just being imagined into existence by the conspiracy theorists. And the very fact that he speaks in this tone and he uses those terms points to his allegiances, his affiliations, and his origins. You know, who has brought him onto the scene. So, pardon me, I'm kind of hot in front of this light. So, it's a very sad article, and it really looks like a kind of an apologism for the entire pedo-satanic cabal. So that's what Edward Snowden is about. He's protecting the pedo-satanists. Very sad situation indeed. But the truth is coming out. You know, I think he's revealing himself, and he's revealing who he's supporting and being run by. But that is the fact. The fact is a lot of lies are being published. So in any case, I'm going to actually share screen and move through a whole bunch of articles over here. So the last time I tried sharing screen, it didn't work. I'm going to try again. So, actually, I did want to talk about this, but let me start actually with this. So, here is some truth from the VAERS database. Currently, this is the latest reports through June 18. And we need to keep in mind that, you know, these reports are apparently just fractional. They're only 1% of the true reality out there about the number of deaths, the number of hospitalizations, etc. I think Dr. Peter McCullough, in one of his interviews, stated that a CDC insider had told him that there had been about 50,000 deaths from the COVID vaccine. But over here, as you can see, 6,136 deaths are recorded, 1,977 cases of Bell's palsy, 1,644 cases of myocarditis, 2,483 heart attacks, 17,000 severe allergic reactions, 720 miscarriages, 5,194 disabled. So the people who look at statistics often look at these statistics like this and hold them against the larger numbers, which is, you know, the millions of vaccine doses that have been disseminated, etc. And they minimize the actual relative percentage. But just to people like me who look at details like this, and the very fact that one person could have died or had a bad reaction is enough for me as a mother to be very concerned about possibly permitting this vaccine for my child. And so I would not do it. And this is why I think a lot of mothers and fathers out there need to know the truth about what's going on. A great site to find the truth is Health Impact News. And they have tons and tons of articles on what is really going on. Here you've got the UK government's reporting over 1 million injuries at this point. I'm trying to open this. It's not really opening. 1,403 dead in the UK following the injections, according to the UK government. That is their yellow card scheme. Here we go. So these are rather dreadful numbers and figures. And, you know, many people have seen on social media, on YouTube, not on YouTube so much, of course YouTube is censoring everything, BitChute, Brighteon, etc. We're seeing videos of people displaying their vaccine reactions. 936 deaths from the AstraZeneca, 439 deaths from the Pfizer-BioNTech, 5 deaths from Moderna. This is the UK information. 23 deaths unspecified. And there was a recent report from the Daily Expose as well that 62% of alleged COVID deaths are from people who have been vaccinated. So there's a lot of information on people actually dying from the vaccines, and that is important for people to recognize, parents of children to recognize, you know, adults have died from the vaccine. So, and there is information, if you go to this COVID database, this is openvirus.com COVID data. And if you go here, you will see, I think you have to go further down. There we go. Here are some highlighted myocarditis reports. As people know, the CDC got together and actually discussed the myocarditis information. The FDA started to stick a label on the vaccines to say that the vaccines, one of the possible reactions could be myocarditis. Now, what is the point of sticking a label and not removing the vaccine? I don't understand that. But I guess you're still in the business of trying to minimize the bad effects of these vaccines and still trying to push the vaccines on people, even though vaccine sites are closing up and large numbers of people are learning enough to say no to the vaccines. So if you go in here and you search the COVID reports, you click in age range, find out how many died, etc., you do find young people who have died after the vaccine. So I don't know what happened over there. Let me try that again. 0 to 25. Where is the place where I click? Okay, the search may not be working. You know, it seems to be... Oh, wait a minute. Let me click the search button. There we go. So here we go. Let me make that a little bit bigger. A 13-year-old boy had flu-like symptoms for 2 days, found deceased. A 22-year-old worked at his job Friday night, had the chills 5 days after the vaccine, and ruled death due to cancer, found dead on Monday morning, ruled death due to cancer, but that appears incorrect considering the evidence, and you can read the report a little further. 20-year-old, past medical history of asthma, brought to the ER by ambulance for nausea, vomiting, had his second dose of vaccine 10 days ago. I'm not sure what happened over here. Let me just click on the report. I think these are all cases of people who've actually died. Yeah, this is a 20-year-old male. He had headache. He had a headache, ECG abnormal, a negative workup, vomiting, fatigue, multiple blood tests. Couldn't walk because of dizziness, etc. And, you know, it doesn't really say how he died, but he is in the database as deceased. 3 days after the vaccine, 25-year-old dies. 1 day after the vaccine, 21-year-old after the second shot and dies. 4 days after the vaccine, 16-year-old with headache, gastric upset, found the following day dead in bed, 2 days following the second dose. 18-year-old female, death from blood clot, 23 days after the vaccine. Moderna, 15-year-old male, 23 days after the vaccine, unexplained death within 48 hours. 22-year-old male, onset 10 days, that means 10 days after the vaccine, had a heart attack, and so on. There's also the case of a child, a breastfed infant, who died after the vaccine. So there is all sorts of cases. I'm just checking to see. Just checking to make sure that this is continuing. Okay, I presume it is continuing. All right, so I'm sorry for the choppy nature of this. I'm just trying to figure out that a few things are working. So I'm coming back to Health Impact News over here. And, you know, I highly recommend check out vaccineimpact.com and healthimpactnews.com, lifesitenews.com, Daily Expose UK, Lockdown Skeptics. This is Lockdown Skeptics, lockdownskeptics.org, for regular news on what's happening with the vaccine, the adverse reactions, etc. These are news sites that are covering this in a very comprehensive way. Sons of Liberty Media, there are several sites, Natural News, etc. So they provide much more daily coverage than you can find in mainstream news. So going back to Health Impact News over here, the Indian Bar Association has woken up. It has sued the WHO scientist, this is Soumya Swaminathan pictured over here, for the murder of Indian citizens by misleading them about ivermectin, which many doctors in India are currently prescribing. And let's see what else is really important to report from here. There's a lot of information, so if you haven't seen the site, do check it out. One of the things I wanted to talk about today was what Natural News Mike Adams has been reporting today, or rather yesterday, actually, July 1. So that So here are some of the headlines from Natural News. COVID vaccines killing babies in the first trimester. 12-year-old girl bound to wheelchair. You may have seen the video. At a hearing Senator Ron Johnson held in Milwaukee, where a young mother was talking about her child, 12-year-old, bound to a wheelchair, unable to breathe without a tube, chronic illness post-vaccine. Etc. And this is the story, and I think Mike Adams has written a couple articles, and yes, this is the article I wanted to actually show, because he's pointing to a study that was released June 17 by the New England Journal of Medicine, and this is the one, Preliminary Findings of mRNA COVID-19 Vaccine Safety in Pregnant Persons. And kind of downplays what's happening, even though it sounds pretty bad just by itself. But certainly the way in which the report is presented suggests that the vaccines are still safe for pregnant women. And this is not true once you go into the data. So here's what they say. Among 3,958 participants enrolled in the V-Safe Pregnancy Registry, these are people who signed up to be tracked after their vaccine. People who are pregnant, that is women who are pregnant. 827 had a completed pregnancy, of which 115, that's 13.9%, and this is the faulty percentage that they are reporting. 13.9% resulted in a pregnancy loss, and 712, 86.1%, resulted in a live birth. They don't say what happened with this live birth or how those kids are adversely affected, although there's some detail further down. Some of those kids, the babies born, had adverse neonatal outcomes, preterm birth, and 9.4%, small size for gestational age, 3.2%. But they do see that 86.1% resulted in a live birth, as if that is what one should focus on, and 13.9% resulted in a pregnancy loss. So what LifeSite News, okay, I don't have LifeSite News drawn up over here, but LifeSite News put this article out first, I think. and they're currently looking at this data once a little more deeply to put out a more accurate article. But check out this situation update from July 1st at naturalnews.com by Mike Adams and read this article, because here's what really has happened. What they did not say was that 700 of the 827 women were vaccinated in the third trimester. And in the first trimester, it was only 127 women which received a vaccine. And out of these 127 women, 104 spontaneous abortions occurred before their pregnancies hit the 20-week mark. So what does that mean? It means 82% rate of spontaneous abortions. So these women miscarried directly after the vaccine if their babies were, you know, just under 20 weeks old. So I'm just reading from here. It's important to note that deaths of unborn babies during the third trimester are known as stillbirths and not spontaneous abortions. Thus, the spontaneous abortions could not have possibly occurred in women vaccinated during their third trimester, by definition. The authors of this study should receive an award in the category of how to lie with statistics, because they apparently tried to pull a sleight-of-hand trick to make it appear that vaccines are safe for pregnant women. In reality, they seem to be killing more than 4 out of 5 unborn babies in the first 20 weeks of gestation, at least in this data set. It's a small set of 127 pregnant women, so we'd like to see a larger review of many thousands of pregnancies in order to get a more clear picture. So this, I think, is one of the most important things to come out of this close analysis of the data, and to recognize that these vaccines are deadly dangerous if you are pregnant. And Dr. Peter McCullough says spike protein injections into pregnant women is an atrocity. And this is an interview again with Mike Adams. So the whole interview is over there. He agrees these vaccines are attacking pregnant women and causing more than 80% of unborn babies to be aborted. He calls it an atrocity and says the pushing of these vaccines on pregnant women is shameful. So I think this is very important for everybody to understand, particularly young women who are pregnant. So I want to go briefly to some of the articles that have lies. This is a New York Times article. It's presented as an op-ed, right? And it has information, questions on the vaccines, but it cites various doctors talking about the vaccines being safe. Now, these are lies. And one of the reasons I think I was suspended off of Twitter was because I was tweeting about this, pointing out that these are lies and connecting it to the real information. And I will write an article about this eventually. I'm just kind of strapped for time. But there are several doctors here, Dr. Paul Offit, Dr. Megan Rennie, I forget their names. They're all listed in this article, and they are publishing misleading information and lies. So the New York Times is publishing misinformation. The Washington Post is publishing misinformation. This is not true. Coronavirus vaccinations for young children should not be an urgent priority. And this lady, Liana S. Wen, who's written this op-ed, says she has 2 children herself. And, you know, it says she's a physician and presents her opinion as to why children should be vaccinated with this gene-altering vaccine, which is going to create antibody-dependent enhancement and pathogenic priming, the creation of spike proteins, etc., in their bodies, and essentially lead to alteration of their DNA, according to many microbiologists, etc. Devi Sridhar, many people have spoken about what she's talked about. She has tried very hard to persuade parents that and children that the vaccines are safe, with a very misleading video on BBC. And this article, this is Rights and Freedoms, COVID-19. republishing an article from the Daily Expose on June 8, talking about why the vaccines are not safe. The Pfizer vaccine has not been approved for 12 to 15 year olds in Britain. It's been given emergency use authorization. That's one correction. The injections are not safe and effective. The benefits do not, they have not been proven to outweigh any risks. And many people have pointed this out, including Dr. Bhakti. The benefits do not outweigh the risk for anybody who's under the age of 85. You can read that. And trials have shown the vaccine is 100% safe for children. That is not true. 86% of children suffered an adverse reaction after the very short and small trial, ranging from mild to extremely serious. She says there are some side effects like headaches and fatigues, but in at least 2 months, there was nothing actually significant, and that is also a lie. 1,127 children were given one dose of the jab. Only 1,097 children received the second dose. So why did 30 children not receive the second dose? Perhaps because they suffered rather serious adverse reactions. So this is something. And she also says the Pfizer vaccine has been approved as being safe and effective. And the Daily Expose points out it has not been approved. It's only been given emergency use authorization. It is still in phase 3 trials until 2023. And, you know, that's the sad thing. These trials, which means the great push to vaccinate everybody, are supposed to carry on till 2023. So we're going to be hearing this kind of rhetoric over and over, and we're going to be seeing these kinds of lies and mass deception published in the media over and over. And that is absolutely horrifying. That is absolutely horrifying. Why is the media lying? It should not be lying. So people need to do their due diligence and do their own research and start looking at this information with a very cynical, very critical eye. Because there's absolute lies being published and absolute lies being presented by the spokespeople for the pharmaceutical industry and the spokespeople for the public health agenda, which is the globalist agenda, which is connected to the quote-unquote the fourth industrial revolution, or what they are calling the fourth industrial revolution, transhumanism, and the Great Reset. So I will share screen one more time and show the CDC article. There's a couple of things I want to do. I don't really want to do a very long live today, but I wanted to point out that there is a lot of deception being published in the media, and the Washington Post, the New York Times are lying, and the people they cite are lying. And now we've got the WHO and the CDC, the UK and the US government signing pacts and talking about squashing online misinformation and online disinformation about the vaccines. Well, they are the arbiters, the creators, the developers, the manufacturers, the promulgators and propagators of online misinformation and disinformation about the vaccines and the adverse reactions. Ask the New York Times why it hasn't published the details on the numbers of deaths that are being recorded in all of these databases. Why is it not writing articles about the numbers of deaths after the vaccine? Why is it not writing articles about the numbers of adverse reactions, the numbers of paralyses and strokes? It is disinformation to suggest otherwise. Why are talking heads from the media being used to present lies and deception, such as Devi Sridhar, such as Dr. Megan Rane, such as Dr. Paul Offit? Why are they publishing lies? So, and why are they getting in front of cameras and pushing a storyline which is not supported by fact? The bottom line is these vaccines are experimental vaccines. They're highly detrimental. They're highly experimental. They're highly detrimental because we're looking at adverse reactions. And anybody can look up these adverse reactions and find out the truth. You only have to go to social media and see the numbers of people talking about their own adverse reactions, the death of their own loved ones, all of the many, many stories that are floating across the media that Facebook is still censoring. YouTube has completely censored by removing all mention of interviews that discuss the truth about the vaccines. So when censorship is going on, when people's videos are being taken down, that is an obvious red flag, and not just a red flag, it is an obvious pointer to the fact that certain evidence, certain information, certain truths are being deliberately hidden, deliberately silenced, and deliberately disappeared. So given that, given that fact, the truth will not be known unless people look at alt media and look at the massive coverage there about what's going on. All right, so let me, this is actually good news. This is an article from Lockdown Skeptics. Around 1 in 7 older British teenagers are hesitant about getting the COVID vaccine, according to new research. And if there are any children watching this, I would recommend do not get the vaccine, number one. And number two, start listening to people like Dr. Jane Ruby, the last Newsbreak at my website, Newsbreak 127, who says the same thing. If you want to have children one day, if you want to keep your brain as it is, if you want to keep your genes as they are, if you want to keep your energy and your vibrance, do not take the vaccine. Let's look at CDC. Okay, before I go here, where is that CDC article? Here we go. So this is COVID blog, and this is an article that, you know, I hope everybody reads. The CDC Foundation is not a government entity. It has many conflicts of interest. It's an advertising agency for pharmaceutical companies. The agency does what it is supposed to do, promote and advance the interests of its stakeholders. So the CDC has a history connected to the public health services in the U.S., which have been engaged in very unethical and inhumane experimentation on Americans, including the Tuskegee experiments that left Black Americans with syphilis untreated from 1932 to 1972 and deliberately infected 696 Guatemalans with syphilis to observe them, etc. And the U.S. Public Health Services, which is highly problematic in itself and needs to be fully investigated and further reported on, has two divisions, being the CDC and the National Institutes of Health, two divisions of its Department of Health and Human Services. Now, the Department of Health and Human Services also needs to be fully investigated because it is engaging in unethical practices. And I have reported on this in my studies of the SACOP meetings that they held when they were trying to change the common rule, which is based on the Belmont Report and based on the Nuremberg Code. Basically, they were trying to remove informed consent from the common rule, and they succeeded in doing it for experiments being run by the intelligence agencies, by the Department of Defense, and by the Department of Justice. So what this essentially means is the so-called Department of Health and Human Services, which is supposed to go by the common rule, supposed to preserve informed consent and preserve the health of all Americans, supposed to preserve the Nuremberg Code, has done exactly the opposite. It has permitted weapons makers and weapons manufacturers to use the bodies of Americans for unethical, barbaric, and inhumane experimentation. So this is the same department that is now telling us that it's interested in public health. Really? I'm highly cynical about that. I'm not seeing any evidence of the same. So what this current COVID pandemic is all about is highly questionable because it's being run by the Department of Health and Human Services. It's being run by the CDC. So further history of the CDC Foundation. The CDC is connected to the CDC Foundation, but is seeking currently to separate itself from it. And the COVID blog says that's like saying Google and YouTube are two different companies. The CDC is a quasi-government agency, which receives billions in tax dollars every year. But it also receives unrestricted endowments, meaning the funds can be used, funds given to the CDC Foundation from private parties can be used for operations or programs consistent with the wishes of the donor. And there you have the bottom line as to how the pharmaceutical industry has entered the Department of Health and Human Services via the CDC and is running a scamdemic on the entire world population along with the WHO via this means. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has given $13.5 million to the CDC in 2013, $46.7 million in 2014, $5 million in 2015, $11.3 million in 2016. As of March, the Gates Foundation has given $2.3 million in 2021. And they are not the only ones. There are other donors, Bayer, Facebook, GlaxoSmithKline, which merged with Pfizer in 2018, and Merck are a few of them. The CDC Foundation had a partnership with Johnson & Johnson as recently as 2018. And the former CDC chief, Julie Gewerding, left her position in 2009 to become president of Merck's vaccine division. So this really shows the connection between the CDC and the pharmaceutical industry. It also shows the connection between the CDC and the U.S. Public Health Services, which need investigating, the Department of Health and Human Services, which need investigating. So more and more, you know, people need to wake up and understand that the CDC is not a neutral, uninterested party of the U.S. government. It is not focused on public health. It is not focused on individual health. It is not interested in your health or my health. It is interested in vaccines, in pushing vaccines on people for its donors who come from the pharmaceutical industry and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So the pushing of vaccines needs to be understood. This is why vaccines are being pushed by the CDC. So children in particular need to be very, very careful and look at this information and understand that. And, you know, obviously children's parents, the children 0 to 12 need their parents to do this research and figure out that the CDC does not have your child's best interests at heart. So this is one of the reasons I'm doing this, just to remind parents, go back to the drawing board, do some research. You will not find this information in mainstream media because mainstream media is lying. So what else? Okay, I think one of the things that could be really useful, and I did bring this up over here, is on my screen over here. So let me just go to that briefly. There are several doctors who are, you know, naturopaths, holistic physicians, who are speaking out about how vaccines in themselves are dangerous. Now, this is a study that I need to undertake in greater detail, but I'm certainly learning from what I'm reading that vaccines have poisons. And the way they work, in fact, is to kind of jolt the system, jolt your immune system, jolt your entire body. Well, do we really need jolting? I don't think so. Just reading what I'm reading currently, and none of these doctors, such as, for instance, Dr. Amanda Vollmer, she's fabulous. Check out her website, yummy.doctor. And these are several videos she's posted on there for people to listen to as to what health really is, how you can safeguard your health from any virus, any flu, etc. And she talks about the whole distinction between the germ theory and the terrain theory, which a lot of naturopaths have been speaking about lately. Do check out Dr. Robert Young's testimony in front of the ITNJ, where he speaks about natural treatments for health, natural understandings of health, how vaccines are poisons, how viruses have never been isolated. And, you know, this is the other big thing. So I know there is this whole system and science of virology and immunology, but apparently viruses have never been isolated. And what they call viruses are just sort of cellular messes. And, you know, I don't have the language to describe it currently, but actual viruses are not isolated, but kind of simulations or approximations of what might be a virus is considered to be a virus and, you know, given a different name. So that's a whole topic in itself and needs to be explored. I did two great interviews with Dr. Zara Ann Bourgeois. She's right here, report number 162 and 169, where she talks about, she gives a beautiful description of terrain theory, and she talks about the harms of vaccines and what true healing is. She talks about vaccine hesitancy, which is nothing but critical thinking and deeper research about what vaccines are and finding out that vaccines carry poisons. All vaccines carry poisons. What Dr. Young says in this interview is that when parents give their children vaccines, give their children and babies vaccines at a young age, as has now been made the norm in the US and in the UK and various countries in Europe, calling it the immunization schedule, what you are actually doing is you are poisoning your child, and your child has survived. So that's how you're able to get your child into the public schools with an immunization schedule, etc. Your child has survived being poisoned. So this seems to be the absolute truth. And, you know, I need to look into this a lot further, and I'm going to do a series of real detailed talks based on that once I get there. But a lot of these doctors know a lot more about it. Do check out their videos. Dr. Young is one. Dr. Zara Ann Bourgeois is another, and Dr. John Reiser, who was on my show last week, or the week before rather, is another. I was on Dr. Reiser's channel, or website rather, recently watching this video. Insider exposes Freemasonry as world's oldest religion and Luciferian plans for a new world order. So this is what it all comes down to. This is what all the deceit is all about. You know, this is what's being protected. Freemasonry and Satanism are being protected. And, you know, the entire pedophilic and pedo-sadist child sacrifice, child abuse industry behind it. Absolute crime. This is absolute crime. Absolute crime is being protected. So this is an absolutely extraordinary video. And I highly recommend that people go in and watch it. It's kind of an expose of Freemasonry from an insider, a guy who was a Freemason himself, who became a musician, who won several awards, etc.
Well, I need to tell you all something, and it's the most important thing I could ever say to you. In a little while, you'll know for certain that I'm putting my very life on the line.
So his name is Etienne Childs. I think he won the X Factor or one of those music awards, shows rather, you know, he gained prominence that way. And he has created a 5-hour video. He's basically stated he's had a turnaround in his life because he had a dreadful accident. He came near death, and he decided to make this video and inform the world. It is highly informative. It shows how everybody in Hollywood, literally everybody, is sort of pushing the Masonic agenda, which is the Luciferian agenda. And it's kind of really kind of scary and eye-opening. But it really explains what's going on. It explains the deceit. It explains why mainstream media is lying to us. So I highly recommend that. This is a great article from the American Institute for Economic Research, which I saw just today. It's by Paul Alexander, and it was published on March 20th, 2021. And it talks about how masks can be potentially dangerous to children. Children do not transmit the virus. Asymptomatic spread does not exist. Children do not spread. The children should not be in masks. Children should not be in lockdown. They should not be isolated. They should not be quarantined. And, you know, there's a lot of lies and a lot of theater, and all of it comes from that Luciferian Freemasonic agenda. So this is one of the reasons why people need to question all of it. Oh, let me close with this. At my website, I just recently published something from the Children's Health Defense newsletter talking about how a bunch of universities are daring to mandate vaccinations for teenagers who wish to attend college. So my advice would be, do not let your kids attend these horrible colleges. But of course, Children's Health Defense advises that, you know, everybody write to these universities. They have posted a spreadsheet listing all of the over 300 universities considering mandates. And here is what you need to tell these colleges. Young people are suffering from myocarditis. Adverse outcomes outweigh the benefits to children and young adults. 100% of kids don't suffer from severe COVID. You know, all the stories about the Delta variant currently notwithstanding, there have been 352,386 adverse events as of June 11 following the vaccination. Not a single published study has demonstrated that patients who've had a prior COVID-19 infection benefit from the vaccination. So why vaccinate your child? No reason whatsoever. So here's the, you know, okay, I had pressed on that earlier. Here's the spreadsheet. And here's part of the spreadsheet, actually, which links here, which shows it's a doc on Google Docs. Names all of the universities, Northeastern and Massachusetts, St. Edwards and Texas, Syracuse, Emory, Georgetown, American, Seattle University, Columbia. This is absolutely frightful to me. You know, I'm someone who has almost 20 years of teaching at the college level behind her, and I have taught at a few universities in the Washington, D.C. area, and it's horrifying to me that universities, supposed bastions of free thinking, free speech, and critical inquiry, are demanding that their entering teenagers and freshmen neurodegrade themselves and gene degrade themselves by taking an experimental vaccine and subject themselves to all of the risks of myocarditis, neurodegradation, dementia, death, and so on, before they can set foot on their campuses. It does not make sense. Smith College, oh my gosh. Spelman College, Loyola University, Chicago, Colorado College, Brandeis, DePaul, California Institute of Tech, University of Massachusetts, Lowell, Virginia Wesleyan, Carleton, I'm just reading a few names. Springfield, William James, Holy Names, Kalamazoo College, Rocky Vista University, St. Elizabeth, Western Washington, the New England Conservatory of Music. Sure. Musicians needed to be neurodegraded now. Clarkson University, Connecticut. So you have to wonder, who are these universities? Franklin and Marshall. These are the elitist private colleges in the country, a lot of them, Gallaudet, George Mason, oh, let me take that back, State University, where I went, Gettysburg College, James Madison, Knox College, Marymount, where I've taught, Ohio Wesleyan, Washington Adventist, Washington and Lee, Georgian Court, Earlham College, many, many universities all around the country. So you do have to ask why these universities are demanding that kids take the vaccine. So on that spreadsheet, I'll post the links below, Children's Health Defense has posted the addresses of the deans where people can write in with information. Please send information. You know, you can take some of this information from my website. I have posted several articles. I have am maintaining a list of resources. Truth resources, links to truth sites, publishing the truth, as well as articles and videos that are recently being put out there by people, you know, pointing to the absolute lunacy of what is going on, the lies that are being published, and the actual facts about the deaths surrounding the vaccine, etc. Feel free to take the information from my website or take it from all of these other wonderful websites that are covering this story and this subject on a regular basis. And, you know, a shout out to all of them. Thank you so much. I will continue to list your names in my list of resources. It's not compendious it's not comprehensive by any means. It's somewhat compendious at this point. But, you know, I'm just doing it on a a weekly basis as I have time as well. So find out the truth about the numbers of deaths surrounding the vaccine, the numbers of adverse events surrounding the vaccine. Send this information to the deans of these universities. Send it also to your public schools. If your public schools are daring to ask for vaccines before kids can return to school, send this information to them. You know, this information cannot be denied. It cannot be contradicted. So factual information needs to be looked at very closely by people eventually who can make the choice for themselves. And those people, in the case of children 0 to 12 and 12 to 18, are still the parents, you know, just as much as the children. So if teenagers want to destroy their mental health, their psychological health, there was an article in the New York Times saying, teenagers, parents are forbidding the COVID shots, so teenagers are running out and getting it themselves. Hello, this is not a tattoo. This is not, you know, some kind of sign of rebellion that makes any sense for a teenager to get. If you're a teenager and you think that this is, you know, some kind of cool thing for you to do, to run out and get a vaccine just because your parents forbade it, I advise you to check out the information for yourself and decide for yourself whether you want to be confined to a wheelchair, dead, given a sudden heart attack, confined to your bed, paralyzed, have Bell's palsy, lose your great good looks, and or just lose your brain, you know, not just for the future with dementia, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, whatever, but immediately with sudden vibrations all over, sudden convulsions all over, sudden seizures all over. These are the adverse reactions that people have posted on social media. And the dangers of these spike proteins being produced in your body over and over and over by the mRNA vaccines, you know, and the way that mRNA works, the way that mRNA works by going into your cells, your human cells, and modifying your human cells. If you want to modify your human cells, you want to modify your genome, your genes, you want to defeat any interest you might have in having a family one day and having children of your own one day, if you want to destroy your fertility and your reproductive ability, yeah, then it makes sense to go take, you know, an obvious death trap. So that's how I look at it. And at this point, I'm not going to any further, you know, beat about the bush any longer. It is far too serious. It is far too grave what is going on. People are dying. People are suffering immensely after taking this vaccine. There are some people who haven't suffered intensely. True. And that's because this is a double blind. Supposedly, there are placebos that are also being administered with these vaccines in these vaccine trials. You know, so if you've taken the vaccine and you're doing just fine, well, maybe you got the placebo. Thank you, lucky stars. If you're somebody who got the vaccine, if your child got the vaccine, and you want to do something to stop this huge spike protein reaction inside your body, there are many, you know, doctors putting out information as to different ways you can detox. I've posted a little bit on that in my main detox article, which remains the most read article at my website. It's right at the top of my top posts and pages. Everydayconcern.net is my website. You will find it over there. By Needle Tea, Dr. Ariana Love actually is sending that out to people. So you can go to her website. There are links at my website for hers. But you can put her name in and find her website. AmbassadorLove.wordpress.com, I think is what it is. Dr. Ariana Love is her name. By Needle Tea, Suramin. There's shikimic acid from star anise, Pau d'Arco, Tahibo tea. There's all sorts of different ways you can possibly detox to get the stuff out of your body. And also to get your blood flowing and make your blood thin, I suppose. Natural health remedies, lots of herbals, mild, safe, healthful, nutritious herbals, herbal remedies. So, you know, go by all means to naturopaths that you trust to get these herbal remedies. I've listed a few in that article that I trust, that I am used to taking, and that I recommend to anybody. Things like nettle tea or Pau d'Arco tea, they're mild, they are cleansing, they're detoxing, they're nutritious, they're supportive, they support your energy, they support your vibrance, they support your immune system, and they keep you healthy. So, and there's a lot of information. What I always say is research everything. You know, I can happily recommend to anybody the herbals that I take and that keep me healthy and happy. But I always tell people, you know, feel free, you should research it on your own, make up your own mind, because people want to have that certainty in themselves. Don't ever give that power away. So for over 150 years, probably, since the Rockefeller medicine industry came into being, we have all been schooled to put our faith, our trust in other people, in so-called experts. And that's how, you know, the white coat doctor syndrome has been set up. And now, in fact, with this whole CDC, WHO lie scenario going on, we've been told that the real experts are not just every white coat doctor expert, but these guys, Fauci, Burks, Tedros, and co, who are standing in front of podiums and telling the whole world they need to shut down, become impoverished, turn the world over to robotics, wearing masks, and getting sicker. People should know also that there are many studies out currently about how the masks, how pathogens have been found in the masks and are making people sick, not healthy. So, given that we've been so schooled and so indoctrinated to imagine that health needs to be relied on from somebody on the outside, it's going to take a little time for many to switch around to doing their own research. But I have faith in the Great Awakening as well that's going on, and many people are doing their own research. So, you know, highly recommend that everybody start doing their own research. Everybody, absolutely. Do your own research, do your own thinking, do your own critical inquiry, and start looking at alt media, because alt media is putting out the truth. And mainstream media is publishing lies. Those lies are connected to an agenda that's connected to the Freemasons, to the Satanists and the Luciferians. And isn't it curious that the Freemasons want to hide that what they're all about really is Satanism and Luciferianism, which is death, destruction, sacrifice, abuse, horrors beyond imagination. Isn't it interesting that 33rd degree Freemasonry employs deceit as calling card in order to hide what they're truly all about? This is where the depopulation agenda comes from. And the depopulation agenda is now becoming increasingly linked to the climate change agenda, which is another big lie. So that's for another day. You know, I hope I've just offered people a few resources to online, to looking at alt media and to figuring out that these vaccines are deadly dangerous for your children. They're gene-altering vaccines, they're brain-altering vaccines, they're immune system-altering vaccines, they're body-altering vaccines, they are life-altering vaccines. Do not take them. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Bye for now.